Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sleva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sleva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sleva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. It's Wednesday. That means we're catching up. We're talking land. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in the course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together and took the best parts of each of their business and laid them out for you in an easy-to-follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into this industry, all you've got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab, and book a call with us. We just want to get to know you a little bit. We'll tell you all about our journey. We'll tell you about the course, and then we'll answer any questions you have. The whole thing should take about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's it. There won't be any pushy sales tactics, and at the end of the call, if it's a good fit, great. We'd love to help you get started and see you reach your goals.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. What's going on?
Man, the vibe in your office is a little bit different. Your office, it doubles as our studio, so when I say that, I mean our studio.
Our studio with quotes,
air quotes around it. But I mean, the vibe in here is a little bit different. Why don't you walk me on what's going on around
it's
here?
Coming together, we got some new artwork up. Yeah, we got some curtains. We got we're adding to it.
Yeah, it's looking good. I'm feeling motivated. Got Porsche looking at me saying no limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. It's the back of a Porsche where the license plate says no limits.
Yep,
I like it because the Porsche is my car.
Porsche is your car.
It reminds me, real quick. You probably don't watch Family Guy or American Dad.
No.
When the guy says, I say I drive a Porsche because there's a better chance that someone hears me say Porsche instead of Porsche.
Well, if you own a Porsche, you say Porsche. It's the people that don't own a Porsche that say Porsche.
I just want people to hear me say I drive a Porsche.
Porsche.
Yeah, and then I got the other iconic paintings up. So
yeah, it's looking good.
We're rocking, we're rolling.
Man. So what's up with your land business this week?
We are selling land.
Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal around here.
We buy the land and we sell the land.
Yeah.
It's just kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Jackass.
It almost feels like, I don't know, I was kind of having this week where I woke up. So I normally like to work from like 9 to 11 or something. Mm-hmm. And then this week I got up and I worked like straight from like 8 to 11 or 8 to 10-ish. Mm-hmm. I was just knocking stuff out. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of sat back the rest of the day. I was kind of, because I was thinking about our Live Your Perfect Day show. And part of that was getting all the heavy stuff, all the hard stuff out of the way in the morning, mm-hmm. and just kind of coasting the rest of the day, taking phone calls, sales phone calls, and
nice.
If I need to do contracts, but yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
How about you?
Oh, had a deal blow up last Thursday on the call. I was on the advanced members call at Land Academy, and I get a phone call from a county. I just paid back taxes on a property that I just acquired.
I had already forgot about this.
Yeah, right, so okay, a little backstory. Sent an offer out on 10 acres. A guy owed like $1,200 in back taxes. I lowered my offer price. Said, hey, I'll send you the deed. Just wire me the money when it comes in. I said, perfect. You know, we talked about it, I think, last week a little bit on the show. I was like, great. You know, he says he owes $1,100 in or $1,200 in back taxes. I'll just send those to the county. I called the county on Friday. Said, hey, wanted to verify this number on back taxes is correct with penalties and everything. They said, yeah, $1,170. That's right. I said, okay, cool. Thank you. They said, no problem, sir. Have a great day. Great. He notarizes and sends me the deed on Friday. It gets to me on Tuesday. No, Thursday. Yeah, it got to me on Thursday. I get the deed in. I look at it. Everything's right. All the signatures are good. So I wire him the money. Go to the county website. They've got auto pay online. Put the card information in. Takes it. 10 minutes later, I get a call from the county. Says, hey, you just made a big payment on property taxes here. I go, yeah, I just bought that property. He goes, well... I go, well, what? It sold at auction this morning. Oh, man. It sold 4 hours before. He goes, you could have redeemed it up till yesterday. Mm. And the guy ghosted me for a week, you know, just kind of disappeared. I guess wasn't super savvy with technology. And so.
So it immediately looked like you had lost quite a bit of money.
It immediately looked like I'd lost quite a bit of money. So I was upset. I was like, this is going to be my biggest loss ever on land. And so I emailed the guy. I didn't have his phone number because he'd called me from his work number, and it's a power company. So it it like press one for residential, press two for commercial. Mm. No like way to get around that. So I emailed him. I emailed the lady who was helping him. I emailed her personal account, and I had the CEO for this light company. I'm about to just start blowing up.
So who was he at this company? Just a
hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He sounded like an older gentleman. He called me the next day. So I called him that Thursday. That all went down. And then Friday morning he calls. He's like, hey, I think I owe you some money.
Did you like leave him voicemail or something?
No, I left him all his emails.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's like, man, I'll mail you a check tomorrow. I don't know how to do any of that wiring stuff. I said, well, okay, thank you. So yet to be determined. Hopefully by today when this airs, we will know if the check came in or not.
Where is he?
Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm. Properties in Utah.
It's a good amount of money, but it's not enough to like get lawyers and all that stuff involved, right?
I got an attorney that'll do it for, you know, I scratch his back, he scratches mine type deal. So getting him to write a letter for me probably wouldn't be an issue. Mm-hmm. But going past that, it's like, great.
Is there a cost to go to small claims courts? Because that's what it would be.
Yeah, my confusion on it is, I'm in Texas. Mm-hmm. Do I file in Texas? Do I file in Florida where the guy's at? Do I file in Utah where that property is? Mm-hmm. I usually draw up on my contracts that it's going to be held in Johnson County, Texas, because that's where I'm at. But I don't know, you know, the wire fraud, I'd probably have to get the DA involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that reminded me too, because it reminded me of the Oklahoma deal, you know, where I started to get the DA involved, and everyone said, good luck.
Yeah.
Given that, you know, her age and background, like the DA is not going to go after someone like her.
Yeah.
Especially, and mine was more than what you got. So I can't imagine. I was thinking when you said that, like the DA probably doesn't care.
No, they probably don't. And yeah, and the bank, I called and tried to put a stop on the wire. I was like, it's the same bank. Just stop it. And they're like, well, you sent it willingly. I was like, under false pretenses. So
yeah, that seems odd too. You think a bank would have better.
Man, that's the risk we take sometimes, I guess. And that's, you know, so hopefully it ends well. I'm putting some faith in it. He did call me back. He was friendly. He understood. He goes, oh, I thought you knew. That's why we were trying to hurry up and get this deal. I said, I knew the amount. I didn't know it was at auction. If it had been at auction, I would have paid the stuff early.
Yeah, or just bought it at auction.
Yeah, or bought it at auction.
Do you know what it sold for at auction?
I have no idea. I bet less than the taxes I paid, because I think the guy was upset. That he's like, it all sold. I said, can you stop it? Can you tell him no?
Was it the assessor that called you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which was nice. I appreciate them calling me and telling me.
Was he the one that didn't tell you that they were coming up?
Well, their office did, yeah.
But it wasn't the person who called you?
No.
Yeah. I feel like we have talked about that before. Like the people that work at the county, they don't use a brain.
Yeah. No. It's like,
well, it's not just people that work at the county. I mean, it's just people.
I would assume that online too, it would say, it said, you know, penalty due, back taxes / redeem rate. So I assume that it'd been sitting on a tax lien or tax deed for a little while.
Well, yeah, we see these raw land things. It's not like you miss one payment and 6 months later it's at auction.
Well, I mean, the taxes, were like $100 a year and he owed $1,170. So I'm assuming he's at about 10 years of back taxes there.
God, can you imagine doing that with your house? Just not having to pay property tax for 10 years?
They would just destroy us here.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is being able to not pay them for 10 years, you know, try and go 1 year without paying them. Right?
Yeah. I know when the housing crash happened, like there was people in Vegas that that the banks would just tell them, hey, if you're going to foreclose, just stay in the house, keep the utilities on, because it actually takes better care of the house than having them move out and just shut everything off.
Yeah. I've heard that in like still going on up in the Massachusetts area.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think I could. I mean, I guess if I had no money and I had just need a place to stay, I'd be more than happy to stay there.
Yeah, then you wonder if the squatter laws kick in and you like take ownership legally because, you know, you've shown it your address, you don't
been
pay.
There so long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a business.
Good way to get rentals.
Yeah, good way to get rentals. Just move into houses and say they're ours.
So anything else going on?
No.
Any good stories?
No. Trying to find a drone pilot right now in Utah. I think I bid my job too low and nobody's calling me back.
I've had some trouble finding a pilot as a pilot or a photographer as well.
Yeah.
We normally like to use droners.io, mm-hmm. where I've got some land right now. The closest one's like 2.5 hours away. and I can't find a local photographer.
Yep.
So I was lucky enough to find some pictures on Google Earth that turned out pretty good, but they're not on the property.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I may reach out to the title company I use there because I closed that one in title, a different one in title. So
why would they?
I don't know. Maybe you know somebody wants to make a quick buck.
Oh.
I mean, hey, you want to run out and make a quick buck with your cell phone?
Yeah. And when I put ads up, I look for a photographer on Craigslist, you know, I would say cell phone pics are okay. And then I show them some examples of what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not I don't want someone to just go out and take shots of the land, right? It's what I want them to go out and use their brain and
make something picturesque.
Yeah. You know, you find some cool weeds, go get some great photos of the weeds or a tree or a view or the road or something, you know.
You got a nice cactus there.
Yeah.
Let's get a picture of that.
Oh, I love cactus photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a little down from the angle, up onto the cactus to make it look just glorious.
You're right. I know people listening know what we're talking about too. Yeah. Like you get someone that halfway knows how to take land photos and they'll go out and find the best cactus on your 20 acres and they'll get down on the ground and they'll shoot up. Yeah. Those are great photos.
Just this iconic cactus look. It sells the property for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can do that with cell phone camera.
You can.
And I was trying to get away with not hiring someone off Droners that's 2.5 hours away because, you know, then they want
more money.
Oh, yeah. Well, 5 hours just in the car.
$150 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think I found the closest guy. He's $100 an hour. You know, that's...
adds up.
Heck yeah.
Man. So what else is going on? What's on the agenda for you this week? Buy land, sell land again? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Buy land, sell land.
Okay. We got Beth is going to put her first mailer out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's pricing her counties right now.
Oh, you should have. What did you wait so long to bring this up for? This is news.
Yeah, no. She's been working on it the last couple weeks. She's like, she sold her condo that she had a rental here. She sold it. She put some money back in the bank. And she said, I'm ready to send my own mailer one time, see what happens.
It's going
to
outgrow you.
She probably will. She probably will. She's seen all my blunders and she just fixes it, makes it better.
It's kind of the curse here, right? The blessing and a curse. You teach someone so well that they can run your business very well.
Yeah.
But then they see the kind of money you're making.
Yep.
And then they come into some money and they're like, okay.
Okay. Time for me to make that money. Yeah.
See you later, sucker.
Yep. Yep. No, I'm proud of her. She's going to do well. She's done really well with our eBay business and she's cranking them out, churning them. She's got all her templates in place. She's quick on a response for them.
And she's busy because she does your eBay, and then she helps other people in the land. And
as a transaction coordinator for them.
Not going on her own.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. So, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm impressed to see what it does. She's like, yeah, I don't need you to fund me.
Oh, she said that too.
Yeah, she got her own money. I'm like,
It's giving it to you.
Just teach them how to do it.
Did you make her mad?
No, I don't think so. So she was smiling about it. She's supposed to come over this week and we'll dial everything in and make sure it looks good and we'll get it launched. So I think that's the scary part for some people is when you talk about these deals and what it looks like in the time period, if you can understand that from the beginning, that is not an overnight thing. You put a piece of, you go to offers to owners, you send them your mail merge after you pull data, then it takes 14 to 21 days for it to hit the people. Then you agree on it within a week, you find a property, you agree on it, go to title, you're another 30 days. You're getting 60 days before you've even got one to market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mine don't always go through title, but you know, still 45 days.
Yeah.
And then you got to sell it.
Then if it takes 90 days to sell it, you're at a 6-month mark before you're getting your first paycheck.
Yeah. That's why we talked about this on Monday, just keeping your head down and grinding, you know, stay focused. It's so important. Cause there's not a lot of people that really talk about what you just talked about, how long it really takes to keep things going.
No, I think a lot of people believe it's just it's a vending machine or a slot machine. You just put money in and it comes right back out. It's an ATM.
Yeah, and I think there might be something that comes from that from household selling, you know, because you can go find a house. I don't know how long it takes to find a house, but you can essentially flip that house within a day or week or something. I know you have a list that you just call someone up.
I flip it, but I usually don't get paid on it for 30 days, you know, because the contract's going to be set out for 30 days.
Well, that's true. I guess
But 30 days is a lot quicker than 180.
That's true. Well, that's, you know, what you're saying, that 30 days is when you're finally getting paid. But you've sold it that same day, right?
Yeah.
Very rarely.
And I'm just waiting.
Yeah, very, very rarely does it happen with land, right?
Yeah, some. I mean, we do sell some wholesale stuff quick. But, yeah, for the most part, we get to get it marketed. We're waiting on a piece of paper to get signed back to the title company. We've got everything ready to go on the ads and the drone videos and stuff. And you're just waiting to launch that ad. And then it could be 2 days. It could be 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yep.
Maybe that's good for us. Maybe we don't need the people that want to grind. You know, people jump into it and then they realize it's tough work.
It's tough. It's just not, it's not just a slot machine like we make it sound. Like, oh, we're going to make, what does our, what's our intro say? Wildly profitable niche of land investing. Yeah. I mean, it is profitable.
Mm-hmm. And well, it can be, it is wildly profitable.
It is wildly profitable. Yeah. But you have to be willing to stay with it for a little bit.
True.
And we're and compared to any other investment for you to make money, I mean, you look at stock market, okay, it made 12% last year. If we made just 12% on one of our land deals, we'd be very upset with ourselves.
I had a financial advisor friend try and sell me a fund that makes 2%. I thought he was joking.
And he's employed as a financial advisor.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, no. I could not go back to it. Like, I was telling you earlier that one of my cars I have is just sitting there, and I'm like, I could do my subdivision project with that. I'll just sell the car and put that money to the subdivision and go to work.
Yeah, I think about that too, because I like, we're so beaten to your head, and of course it's beaten to your head by people who don't understand money, but the whole idea of like, you get a job, then you fund your 401k, mm-hmm. and then you, right? And so like, part of me still thinks, man, I should be working a whole lot more into my 401k, but but I mean, like,
my land business has beat my 401k. If I wouldn't take such a big hit to pull my money out of my 401k right now, mm-hmm. I would have it in the land business, but it's just too big of a hit.
Yeah. And then what's the point? Like, you throw that, put that money in 401k, you can't touch it for,
tell them, like 59 and a half or 62.
Or 30 years or 59 and a half, right? And then if you try and touch it before then, it's a massive hit.
Yep.
It's going to, if you know how to make money as an investor, mm-hmm. you're going to make better money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I think the common theme is like, well, your 401k money can pay out until you die. Okay, yeah. Well, so can so real can estate.
Because so can the other investments.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's my little rant about that.
That's our parents' dream.
Well, it ain't mine. I promise you that.
Well, and we could look for, like, your parents are prime example. They've busted their butt their whole careers and mm-hmm. done extremely well for themselves, mm-hmm. have their retirements. And then when it came time to invest, the tax guy was like, wait, no, you can't. You got all this money, but you can't really spend it. What?
Yeah, that is something my dad deals with. I mean, he's worked his butt off, and now he's got money tied up in accounts, and his financial guy's like, well, you can take it, but you might as well just give half of it to
Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so annoying. I'm glad that we, like, found this niche at a decent age,
young enough. It's disappointing to me to see that. Like, I've ran the numbers. I'm emptying my 401k, and I'm like, okay, I could empty my 401k, and I'd make all that money back on the first turn. Mm-hmm. And plus, I'd still be profitable on top of that, but you have to sell it that first time. That's the hardest part, that risk of that, you know, that, oh, can I do it, can I not?
Yeah, I can understand if you're a first-year investor, you know, but when you know what you're doing, it is that you just have to be okay knowing, okay, I'm going to have to make this back up, but I'm going to be able to do it real quick.
Yep.
And now we're going to get so many people, like, mad, like, nobody go, do not go empty your 401k, just what we're saying.
We're not saying that. And then you're going to get the comments about, well, you can use a self-directed 401k.
Or an IRA, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there's some challenges that go with that, too, because we've tried doing that, but.
Mm-hmm. There's a way to fund it. It's doable. To find somebody that'll let you do it if you don't have, you know, a minimum of $500,000 in your 401k is a little funny. I think we found one in Colorado. I think they were $100,000 minimum. For a self-directed IRA or 401k?
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen that one? No, okay. When I was looking at it, I was doing that, but I was going to take a hit by moving it over there. But then all your profit has to go back into it.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Well, I did see it, talk to an accountant once who does a way to, like, so you can pay yourself, but I don't even want to get into that because
we're not legal advice. Yeah. Not.
Yeah, so do not go into your 401k. Don't try and pay yourself. We're just talking because we think investing in real estate and land specifically is the best way.
is the best way to increase your wealth.
Let's call it there before we, like, do anything else.
Okay.
All right, guys. So that's going to be it for today. Do us a favor. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you Friday.
Have a great week.